Welcome to a special playoff edition of the Willie Jarkerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jarkerson. So, this is going to be a really awesome show for you guys. I am just going to do an all-in. The Avalanche are all-in in the playoffs. And we're going to the second round. We don't know who we play yet. Could be Dallas, could be Vegas. But we're all in, and I will keep updating these through all the different playoffs. My bracket so far is 100%. I haven't lost yet. Kind of knocking on wood, hoping that Toronto pulls it through with Boston. But I picked Boston on one bracket. I picked Toronto on another bracket. So kind of, 50-50 coin flip. But I picked that series to go seven. So it is going seven, and that is so awesome to kind of predict some stuff in the playoffs. And hopefully you guys enjoy this episode, and hopefully I got some of my hockey fans coming in here to check it out and have some fun guess on who's going to win this Stanley Cup. It's going to be your Colorado Avalanche. But I don't want to jinx anything, so not going to say who, but whoever it is, we're going to be rejoicing that we have hockey and hockey playoffs. So hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we will see you in a couple days when I do my next episode. So peace.
Why have humans always viewed the mountain as something to be conquered?
The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions!
Why would anyone want to climb one?
The Seattle Kraken have upset the Colorado Avalanche in round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
A mountaintop is a cold, desolate, lonely place. The time spent there is beyond bleak. Why? Because if you make it up there, you did something that no one else could. To push your body and mind to the limits.
I think in life you have to sacrifice a lot, I think, to really get what you want.
In order to beat what's unbeatable. Because only the few can.
When April comes and playoffs start, you always get that second wind.
That's why we do it. To get to the top. To see what no one else sees, where it's just you and the scars of the journey. The pain and the endurance it took to get there. The realization it was all worth it, even if for a brief moment. To beat the unbeatable seems impossible for those who have never done it. But for the few who have, the view is beautiful. Stunning. Anything but lonely. The long, hard journey to the top begins right here, right now. Welcome to the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Series for Colorado.
The NHL Players Assistance Program.
He's come back, and he is a big guy to have in your lineup. He's a big man that moves extremely well, and the transition game looks really good right here in the first period for the Avalanche. Remember, these two coaches agree on one thing, okay? They respect each other's teams, and they believe those three games. Hardy, game left here. This isn't a roller coaster ride. It's trying to stay as even keel as you can. Get back to your game as quickly as possible. Don't worry about it. You can't get it back now.
Miles Wood hadn't scored in the last 25 games as McKinnon scores. Nathan McKinnon with his first goal of the series puts it through the pads of Connor Hellebuyck. And just like that, the Avalanche get their lead back.
The team of the National Hockey League this year, and if you're not careful, this is what could happen as the Winnipeg Jets have spent a lot of time in their zone in this first period. They started playing better in the last.
Lieutenant center lost a handle on it. Nichushkin digs it out. Empty net. Patrick for Nichushkin.
Biggie's been in this series. They're trying to just make it bigger and bigger for him. Make it a heck of a night here at home. And eventually he digs one off the wall. And with 12.4 seconds left, he lays this down into the wide open net. And there's the hat trick. We'll be here a while. There's a lot of hats coming out there. That's a lot of respect for them.
The crowd will send the Avalanche back to Winnipeg in the whiteout with a 3-1 series lead after a four-goal win in Game 4.
Space. Taves, backdoor Nichushkin, he scores! It's the 2-2 train pulling into the station. He has 7 goals in this series.
Up it comes for Manson. Floats one deep. Shredder will pick up a loose puck, bangs it off his leg, turns and shoots, and scores! Yantrenin picked up the puck and he fires it past Hellebuyck. And the Avs have a 2-1 lead.
On the far boards, Manson holding. That's deflected wide of the net. Trenin has it. Trenin off a body. Save made by Hellebuyck. Trenin's got it back. He scores! Tremendous from Trenin! And Jakob Trenin has his 6th career playoff goal. First with the Avalanche. And Colorado has a 2-1 lead.
Here comes Mittelstadt. He's got Brandon with him. Casey Mittelstadt swings it across. Leckin and shoots. Deflected. Score! It's an own goal. It's off of Pionk and in. And the Avs have taken a 3-2 lead over the Winnipeg Jets.
Manson in front of the Jets bench. Avs again create a disturbance. Mittelstadt with Ranson and headed towards the net front. Mittelstadt for Leckin in. He lets it go. It's in! That's 2 own goals in that same end of the ice. This one's going to go for Arturi Lehkonen. And he has goals in every single game this series. It is his 5th.
The bench, Nichushkin looking for Rantanen. It was cut off by a sliding Adam Lowry. McKinnon now in the corner. McKinnon trying to dart his way up top. Taves. Long wrist shot. Score! In the slot, Mikko Rantanen with a redirect. Bangs it inside the post past Hellebuyck. And the Avs have regained the lead. It's now a 4-3 game.
Nichushkin pinched by Morrissey. Nathan McKinnon emerges. McKinnon up top for Taves. He lets it go. Tip. Score! The Moose, for the first time in this series, is loose. Mikko Rantanen, the deflection in front.
Yeah, it's just that size. He's got leverage on everybody. Here comes McKinnon racing in. He has a man in front. Mikko Rantanen! The Moose got loose in the far circle! His second of the period! Second of
the series, and the Avs have taken a 5-3 lead.
He's going to take it with him around Nino Niederreiter. McKinnon 2-on-1 with Mikko Rantanen, and McKinnon holding over for Rantanen. He scores! Talk to me, Moose! Mikko has two, and the Avalanche have a 2-goal lead. They have put 5 goals on the Winnipeg Jets in every single game this series. Mittelstadt wins it. Josh Manson, he'll send it down ice in an empty net. You betcha! The Manimal puts the icing on the cake with 1.9 seconds to go. Puck is down, and the Avalanche win in Winnipeg. They win 4 straight games to defeat the Jets in 5, and for the 5th time in 6 tries, the Avalanche will move on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs as they ground the Winnipeg Jets, this time by a final score of 6-3.
McKinnon circles, moves it off for Makar. Fan on the pass, Johnson without a stick. Makar is shot, big save, Ottinger, they score! On the rebound!
McKinnon, top of the near circle, back for Makar, holding. Makar, fan on the pass, got it back, actually worked in his favor. Short angle shot, rebound is loose, Nichushkin, he scores! It's the choo-choo train! It's his 8th goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs!
Back to Makar with 36 seconds to go on the power play. Nichushkin at the half wall. Makar, shot, score!
Gonna get it set up here instead. Now Nichushkin, Kale Makar holding, shooting, he scores! All hail Kale! There is a new franchise leader for defensemen for goals in the postseason.
For McKinnon, a drop for Makar. Tried to cut in on Pavelski. Makar still with it, with a shot, rebound, score! Nate McKinnon has tied it.
Nichushkin steps aside Robertson. Nichushkin leads it for McKinnon. Even further back for Kale Makar. Leans into his man, still has the puck. Makar's shot, tipped wide, wide open net, score! The Mac attack is back, Jack! His third goal of the playoffs.
Big hit there in behind, and Cagliano zooms it ahead. Wood with speed. Wood drives in. Backhand. Score! Miles Wood, the hero in overtime.
Speed off the back of the cage, Sam Girard creates some space for Cagliano. Finally, he clears Miles Wood in space. He's got some speed. Wood towards the net. He scores! Reach for the sky! The comeback is complete! Miles Wood said, run like the wind, bullseye, and he did! He blazed past Miro Heiskanen, and he tucked it in past the post of Ottinger. And he tucks the stars in to say goodnight!